look what Trump is doing. He's calling out everybody. He's accusing all the politicians and all the leaders of different institutions. He's accusing them of being pussies. He's just like, you guys are somehow the pussies took over and started running everything, and everyone's following these pussies around. Look at Barack Obama. He's being taken advantage of by every world leader every time he bends over.
It's going to be
awesome. But it's true. Like,
I hope Trump wins. It's going to be amazing. And the outrage. You got journalists no longer reporting news. They're just coming on and saying, stop Trump! That's all I say. Whenever they get to a microphone, they just scream, panting about stop Trump. And Trump's there. I actually listened to an interview with him, and he was telling him, look, I'm a nice person, but, you know, there's some serious issues here. We got to stop being nice. I am personally a nice person, but it's not important to be nice now. We're in big fucking trouble. The country's a suicide basket case.
Yeah. And like I heard one thing. Interview with them where some, actually it was in a debate, they asked them, like, if you're president, like, who's your advisory panel? Like, who do you turn to now? Who advises you on all these ideas you have about how you're going to be president and how you're going to build the wall? And he goes, well, I have a really good brain, so I get up in the morning and I consult with myself. I have a really good brain.
That's going to be awesome. He's not even going to move to Washington. Why should he? He's got better security at Trump Tower. Why should he go to an inferior building and call the White House?
I've noticed lately that when they interview him, I noticed lately, last couple of interviews I saw with him, he's actually sitting on his private jet being interviewed. You know?
Right. There was a picture on Drudge, a picture of him, and somebody writes on it, oh, he looks mad. Looks like Trump is having an unpleasant moment. It was just Trump looking out at nothing, just squinting his eyes. They had to say, oh, he looks bad. In other words, he might fucking press the button. They're all mourning. This guy's a psychopath. He's going to blow up the world any minute. It's the funniest thing. I'm glad I don't get distracted. I don't watch it much, but just check in once a week and get enough laughs for a week. Matter of fact, let's go to the judge report and see what this thing is. This is way more interesting than talking to Ronan's made-up bullshit.
I just like watching all the Canadians on my Facebook feed who are, like, nervously posting stuff about Trump. Talking about how bad Trump is to women, how he's a sexist.
Hey, look at this. Okay, so I just got a judge report, which I haven't been to today. So there's a picture of Trump. There's this other thing that the news media, there was an article on the news media, love, you know, CNN, they're making apparently a lot more money than usual because they get high people watching. I guess they can charge high advertising rates. So they love Trump, even though they personally say, I worry if he becomes president, but I can't stop. We're just going to give it all the publicity because we get high ratings. So you know, they got a catch-22 here. They're using the media to make money, but it's going to kill the country. Their kids are going to education school to learn about how to live in. Meanwhile, there's all kinds of former Bill Clinton lovers saying that he smoked cocaine, he did this, he did that, many abortions. So here's the image, Trump, the picture of him on the airplane. Maybe that's the one you saw, Chet, and it says, Trump fights back. So, look, it's actually going to be, it says the following is approved for appropriate audiences. So apparently even fucking, Okay, let me try to bring up what he says. I'll sort of organize my sound button, my high tech. You got any high tech here, Bob? I should have my, what's it called? Sound squaws? Soundflower. Put that up with Soundflower. Put the volume up. I think this should work. Okay, here's Trump. I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Ready to get started, I think.
Nice group.
Be very orderly.
Are you okay?
One question at a time.
Okay, do you want to start this way?
You said you might have an opening statement, do you? Then let me ask you about Governor Scott Walker. Today he endorsed Ted Cruz. He says Cruz is the common sense conservative, and he suggests that your brand of politics would not work in Wisconsin.
Well, he stole the word common sense conservative from me because I'm the one who came up with the term. He never used that term before in his life. Look, I beat him very badly. He was going in as a favorite in the presidential run. I knew he couldn't endorse me. I never called him and asked for an endorsement. I told him, and I told a lot of people what was going on in Wisconsin, the real numbers in terms of jobs, in terms of what's happening with trade, in terms of a $2.2 billion imbalance, and lots of other problems. And after saying,
hey, Chad, he sounds like me.
Yeah,
you mentioned, oh, I whipped him. He's an idiot. He's a dummy.
Yeah, I beat the hell out of that guy.
That guy's afraid to even talk to me. This is what he sounds like. Now, when they were lining up the mics, he was sitting there with these funny pouting his lips and waiting for them to ask. And you could tell he's just going to make shit up. He's not even preparing. He's just sitting there. He's so improvising. And trouble is the volume's not too good, but play a little bit more.
The one rally of his where I saw him talk, it was just on YouTube, but he said, I do all my, you know, I make all this up in the moment. All these other politicians, everything's rehearsed, teleprompted. And then he's like, that's it. No more teleprompter presidents. And then everybody cheered. And then he goes on to say a whole bunch of things that are completely, completely non-factual.
Okay, maybe we'll go to one of his speeches, but let's see what he says.
Now, I will say, once I told them the facts, and once I told the public the facts, he went from 22 or 24% down to zero when he quit the race. So obviously, the support, but I don't think it'll mean anything.
You helped get him reelected.
Not only did I help him, he came up to my office a year ago or so, prior to, obviously, his run, which didn't work out so well for him. He came up to my office, and he gave me a plaque, a beautiful plaque, which at some point...
See? That's what I do. Not only did he, you know, the guy has been knocking, but last year he came up and he wanted to fuck Carolyn, you know? I mean, these people come around here and a year ago, but now...
You said you think it's time. Could you comment today on the battery charge against
Corey Wood? Hey, Carol, what? And you might notice this, Chad. He sits there like Dave Worster. There's a Dave Worster factor in here. Yeah. You know how, like, Dave will sort of lean forward and sort of hold his hand, fold his hands and look at you and, like, sort of half the... indifferent to you. You've been with him, Chad, with Dave Worster.
Yeah.
There's a Dave Worster quality here to Trump. He's just sitting there ready to channel.
Is that like, would you call that stoic?
Stoic, baby-faced, slightly condescending,
yeah.
humored that you're talking to him. He's quite confident he'll have incredible things to say once he understands what you're asking him. You know, he's got super confidence before the question is finished.
Condescending confidence.
Carol says condescending confidence with a
right.
Sort of a nice open baby face, a friendly kind of aura mixed in there. It's like controlled homeopathic quadriphenia. That's Trump. Okay, that's what he says here.
The tapes were supplied by me. You know, those tapes, just so you understand.
The tapes are, so that's what I've said. Well, I brought those tapes in. I gave Frank the last page of his book, the Higher Form of Killing. I gave that to Frank. The tapes were supplied by me.
And we had tapes all over the place, and we supplied those tapes.
The place. It's not enough to just say we supplied tapes. Like, we had tapes all over the place.
What does that mean?
That's what I mean. He starts to answer your question, and he answers it, and then he goes and repeats over and over again. But it just gets more and more exaggerated and wild. And I think people just get hypnotized by the sort of Orphic world spiral of bullshit.
He's our first. That's right. He's the first president who's a conscious medium. He's a conscious medium, like Dave Worster.
Yeah. We get in the tapes, and then they think, oh, yeah, and there was tapes everywhere. And then the universe and the whole galaxy was swirling with tapes.
And the guy came up. He came up and visited me last week. Last year, he wanted me to help him. Okay.
In terms of what's happening with trade, in terms of a $2.2 billion imbalance, and lots of other problems. And after saying that, I said, well, there's no way he's going to endorse me. Now, I will say...
Well, there's no way he's going to endorse me. It's so gossipy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he's in a tavern, and he's just yakking away.
Told the facts, and once I told the public the facts, he went from 22 or 24.
Once I told the public the facts, he went to zero.
You know what the facts were? He just started calling him a lion's head. That was the fact.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he went to zero. He was at 24%, now he's at zero.
I don't think it'll mean anything.
That's the guy that you gave money to. You helped get him reelected.
Not only did I help him, he came up to my office a year ago prior to it didn't work so well with him. Up to my office, and he gave me a plaque, a beautiful plaque, which at some point I think I'll bring over to Wisconsin.
You said you think it's charm. Could you comment today on the battery charge against Corey Lewandowski?
Yeah, I can only say Corey's a fine person. I looked at the tape, but the tapes were supplied by me. You know, those tapes, just so you understand, this is a very high-end club, and we had tapes all over the place that supplied those tapes. Tapes to me are very inclusive. A lot of people are looking and saying, how can anybody be charged? She was actually, if you look at her, my book, and according to a lot of people, she's grabbing at me. And he's acting as an intermediary and trying to block her from doing that. The news conference was over. It was done. It was finished. And she was running up and grabbing and asking questions, and she wasn't supposed to be doing that. And I think I told him, you should never settle this case. You should go all the way. I think they've really hurt a very good person. And I know it'd be very easy for me to discard people. I don't discard people. I stay with people. That's why I stay with this country. That's why I stay with a lot of people that are treated unfairly. And that's one of the reasons I'm the front runner by a lot. If you look at that tape, he was very...
That's exactly something I'd say. I talk about how wonderful I am. I'm loyal to everybody. I've helped everybody. I've stayed with them. I've listened to Sarah and her nonsense. I listen to Jermaine's terrible phone, and I stay with them. I stay with them right to the end, right?
Yeah.
Where are you, Jermaine? What's Jack have to say? I don't think anybody's on mute. Anybody can talk, you know. Anyway,
that's
just go
true,
do this.
Bob.
It is true. Yeah. Is that Sarah?
No,
who
Kate.
Who is that? Yes, it's true.
Kate.
I've stayed with Kate. I've put up with Kate's ridiculous mind, you know, uneducated. I don't know why. You're a borderline case of barely a citizen, Kate, your mind. You don't know nothing. Luckily, you got, I think you were disappearing over in that Duncan, B.C. You were babysitting your children. I think you were losing touch with reality. I mean, just hanging out with two-year-olds, it's not healthy, you know. Living with three-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, that's how I found you, so.
Yeah, and listening to our recordings with nobody to talk to about it. That gets serious. Serious. So,
yeah,
anyways, Trump. So, look, let's play. It says full, I won't play the whole rally. Trump rally in Janesville, Wisconsin. He seems to be saying what we're hearing that Scott Walker has endorsed him, but also was assaulted. So, Don's saying, go forward and, you know, pursue the assault charge and all the way to the end. okay, let's see how he starts his rallies. Why isn't there any sound? What do we have to do to get sound?
Starts his rallies with remove that man.
What'd you say?
He starts his rallies with remove that man. Take him out. Get him out of here.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Why aren't we hearing anything? Here he is. He's entering.
Thank you, everybody. Wow. Thank you. I feel so badly. Outside we have five. And I feel badly. I want to apologize. We have speakers outside, but I want to apologize. Who would have thought? We have over 5,000 people cannot get in. So now, does anybody want to leave and give you a place to somebody outside? No. I had a feeling you might be saying that. it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be with you. And very important, you know, we're doing really well.
Hey, Jed, he's walking back and forth like I do. You know how I pace while I talk? Where's Jed?
Yeah.
Jed.
Yeah.
He's pacing back and forth, just winging it.
Yeah. Kate and I were watching a video of you today pacing back in 2000.
Yeah. So he's pacing, and the people love him. There's a big crowd. What's he going to say?
It's a votes ahead of Cruz. Millions. You know, I get a kick. I call him Lion Ted. Lion Ted Cruz. He stands up. I win, as you know. You've seen it. I have been winning all of the evangelical vote. But Bible High puts it down, and then he lies. You know, it's like an amazing. It's amazing to watch it. But he said, I'm the only one that can beat Donald Trump. I've done it time after time. And I said...
Trump is genuinely puzzled about why Cruz keeps claiming he's winning. Trump said, look, I beat him by millions of votes every time, and his lion claims that he's winning. And he has a genuine puzzled look. He looks out the eyes, what? Who are we dealing with here?
I think he had 5 or 6, and I had 20 or 22. Right?
Ooh, 22.
I said, I have millions of votes more. He says, I'm the only one that can outvote him. And I'm saying, but I have like, okay, I'll tell you something so important. There is something.
He didn't finish. He didn't finish the sentence. He's winging it so much. He just thinks whatever comes into his head. You know what I mean? If it stops, suddenly thinks of something else, he goes over to that pot.
It's a movement, and we're part of the movement. It's not me. I'm a messenger, to be honest. And this is something so special and so and it's on the magazine. It's on the cover of every newspaper. It's something that has never happened, and they're saying it's a phenomena. Sometimes they say I'm a phenomenon. I'm not the best.
Okay, so I didn't post this. There's a woman who started the first campaign director of Trump a year ago. A woman in New York, some kind of publicist. She joined the Trump campaign, was really keen. She now has said, I had to leave. He is a fucking narcissist. He doesn't know what's going on anymore. He's just talking to himself. And she quit her campaign as his campaign director. And now she's trying to warn America. And she's warning all the Trump fans. She's, I was like you. I love the guy. But then I started to notice something was off here. The guy wasn't saying. It was a little nutty.
Oh, no. She's pulling a Matthew Hurtado.
Yeah. But Trump, I just noticed, he's kind of repeating the last speech, the one we had a couple weeks ago, and for the first time. He's saying the same exact same things, which is what this woman is claiming. So this could be, this is a case, you see, everybody's talking to themselves on Web 2.0. It's just, you know, you fake the connecting, you hyper-connect, but you're not connecting. This is the president. He's talking to himself. That's all it can be.
Just what we want. We want jobs. We want jobs. We want trade deals that are smart deals, not stupid deals. And, you know, Wisconsin, I wrote down some notes. It's like devastating. So Walker came out today. I wrote down notes about Wisconsin. Look. He certainly can't endorse me after what I did to him in the race, right? But look at this. By the summer of 2015, Wisconsin was facing a $2.2 billion two-year budget deficit. That's terrible. By the way, these are out of books. Like, this isn't Trump. This is out of books. Total.
This is from a book. Yeah, that's incredible. This is not just Trump making shit up. This is from books. This is not even books. These are just reports. You know what I mean? This guy, you know what this guy is, Chad? He's Nelson Thal. This is fucking not Nelson Thal. This is what's going on here. Tom Ridge. He lives in this little protected bubble that he doesn't even know. He didn't have to speak a clear sentence for years, other than what he does on Apprentice, which I've never seen. But, I mean, who says that? This is from books. They're not books. They, at best, would be City Hall reports or something, state documents, right? This is reporting a deficit like 8 months ago. That's too recent to be in a book.
Yeah.
$5 billion. Now, maybe somebody's going to tell me that's wrong, but again, these are 45 billion, very high, one of the higher ones.
He says, maybe these are, and he doesn't finish the word. Maybe he's telling you, saying certificates, but he didn't finish it. Yes, Jeremy doesn't finish his sentence.
Fewer people in labor force in Wisconsin than 7 years ago, even though population has grown by 100,000. So your population is higher, and now I wouldn't have done this, but what he was screwed.
He's whipping out.
Motorcycle jacket, a big Harley. I love Harley, right? Motorcycle guys like trucks.
Apparently this is live. It says live, but I don't know if it is live. But he's blipping out, so we might have to stop. Let's try a little bit more. Get a sentence.
And he doesn't look like a motorcycle guy to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't be possible. Unemployment rate, they have down 20%. That can't be possible. What? Is it?
He didn't believe it. So somebody yells out, yes, it is. And he goes, what? Shock, look at this. You mean it really is 20%?
20%? Effective or regular? I mean, just effective unemployment rate, 20%. Hey, this is out of the big book. 800,000 food stamp recipients. Middle class hit very, very hard due to loss of manufacturing jobs. These are the stats, right? You know?
He's holding a piece of paper, a napkin, he jotted down. Like his age, right here, right in a couple of factories. He's holding a piece of napkin, and he's just holding it flopping in the wind, this napkin that he's reading from.
Right? It goes on and on. Wisconsin has lost 15,000 net jobs to Mexico since NAFTA. Now, just so you understand, Kasich is running also. We forget about him. He voted for NAFTA. Both of them want TPP. TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, both of them want Trans-Pacific. That will make NAFTA look like a baby. And Wisconsin will be hit so hard. You a motorcycle guy? I'll bet, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Do they love Trump? I don't even know why. I'm not big.
Motorcycle guys love Trump.
Yeah, he's talking away, and he interrupts his own full thought because he sees the motorcycle guy. Now he's addressing the motorcycle guy. I don't know what he's going to say to him, but he's distracted by the motorcycle guy.
Oh, look, I love the disabled veterans and the veterans. We're going to take care of our veterans. You know? We're going to take care of our veterans. What is it about Trump that they like? I'm serious. We went to Hilton Head. We went to different
They used to talk about... I was strange because I talked about myself in the third person. Trump does the same thing. It's what they like about Trump.
There were hundreds of bikers out there. Beautiful bikes. Lots of Harleys, right? Lots of Harleys. Beautiful bikes. What like me? Tell me. Who said that? Who is that? I love it. I don't know what it is, but they like me. I feel good with them. I feel safe. I got out. I took a picture. Secret Service went crazy. I said, these are great people. Don't worry about it. But listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know, just keep you free. You're right. We're going to keep you free. I'm going to keep you free. Because we're getting rid of ISIS. We're going to have good borders. We're going to have borders.
I'm going to read some of the
like he's getting rid of ISIS like it's turning off a government program.
Yeah, somebody wrote an essay about him and said, look, you don't just get rid of ISIS. You know, I really get rid of them. We can't even find them. We don't know who they are.
You back in the late 90s telling everybody promising cold fusion and everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think this, my chart has been realized. You know, ends up with me being president in 2012. I think this is it. I think I have become president in a very
Nobody else has run for president and made these, like, seemingly impossible promises.
That's
on the
right.
Level of, like, what you said.
It's almost as bad as I am. ISIS, they don't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We smote them, says Ion. He's going to claim it. Definitely is the way for me to be president. Have this guy imitate me, but I can just stay home, go to the beach, and have this doppelganger version of me out there responding to the president. All right, let's see what else.
So here we have something that's pretty interesting. 100. I love you.
He's looking at his napkin. He's looking at you. Oh, here's something. It's like what I do. Look at me. It's old Cosby where it's reading. So, oh, look at this on page 3. This is a quote here.
You lost 70,000 jobs to China. 70,000. 100,000 illegal immigrants living in Wisconsin. Taxpayers are paying tens of millions of dollars. Oh, yeah. Look, I don't know. Look. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He goes, oh, I don't know.
He just kind of like
waved his thing every third buoy. Yeah. He goes, oh, he doesn't even finish his sentence. He says, I don't know. I'm not even going to address these problems. They're too big. They're too big. I'm just going to save everybody.
So what happened with Walker, and I just will finish off with this. He's
He just keeps talking about Scott Walker. It's like me talking, oh, I met with Chad. Yeah, we had a good weekend. We went to the beach. It was daily life.
Came up to my office like about a year ago, before I did the run. You know, I've been a politician for, about 8 months, right? I never thought I'd be a politician. The last thing in my mind I wanted to be was a politician. But I file papers. Everybody's amazing. The company is incredible. A very little debt, tremendous cash flow, some of the great assets of the world. And I say that not in a bragging way. I say that because that's the kind of thinking we need, folks. I mean, we can't have China ripping us off and Mexico and Japan and Vietnam.
Ripping us off.
I mean, building Mexico. You looked the other day, you saw a Carrier moving down. Carrier air conditioner. I buy those air conditioners, a lot of them. I'm not buying any more of them. But Carrier air conditioner.
He sees it. Oh, yeah, I bought a lot of those. I'm not going to buy them anymore.
Formerly wonderful Oreo, which we don't need anymore, right? We don't need it. We don't need it. Number one, it's a good way. It's a good order. It's called enforced diet. But you know what? Look, we're losing our jobs. Look at your jobs. When I see that statistic, I mean, you're losing your job.
He was talking about Scott Walker. He didn't fucking finish his story. You know, what was he going to
talking about Oreo cookies.
Yeah. We don't have any points of stuff. We don't eat Oreo cookies anymore. Maybe he's pointing to his fat or something.
When he decided to run, and I said, you know, I'm going to be nice to him. He's a nice guy. The guy came up to my office. He handed me a plaque. I supported him. What do I do?
You're eating him, though?
$100,000. That's a lot of money for a guy you never met before, right? That's pretty good. But he was fighting. He was always fighting. You know, to a certain extent, I'd rather see somebody able to make a deal without him to go through all of that mess. But he was fighting, and I gave him a lot of money. And he came up, you know, a year ago or so, and he gave me a plaque. Beautiful picture of something I never really got to read.
A beautiful picture of something. gave me a plaque, viewed pictures of it. And he's also saying, I wrote a check for the guy. He gets in a lot of fights. He's wasting a lot of time. But I gave him $100,000 anyways. And now he's going to get a plaque.
That was it. I just had my girl find it. She just called. She said, Mr. Trump, I've just found it. She said, I think I found it under a pile of a lot of other plaques. So. Gonna be in Wisconsin the whole week.
It's flipping out.
Because.
He said he just got a call from his secretary that she found the plaque.
After
a bunch of other plaques. This is crazy.
Total bullshit.
Yeah. He said he's going to end the talk with this, but he's only at the 9-minute mark. He's going to go another 50 minutes, another 50 minutes, but he thinks he's, I don't know what he means, ends with this.
Because if we win Wisconsin, it's like going to be over, pretty much over, because we're going to do great. Because Emerson poll came out, I think I have 67, 68% in New York compared to like 10% or whatever. And you had Cruz talking about New York values. New Yorkers are no good. New Yorkers. I watched New Yorkers rebuild the World Trade Center. I watched New Yorkers dying. Believe me, New Yorkers are good. New Yorkers are very good.
I watched New Yorkers build the Trade Center. I watched them dying. New Yorkers are good.
Anyway, so I think we're going to do great.
Trade Center rebuilt?
He endorsed me. He's a good guy. Ben Carson endorsed me. Sarah Palin endorsed me. Sheriff Joe from Arizona. We love Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
It was incredible. We've done so well with the evangelicals. I mean, Christians, evangelicals, we've done so well. In fact, in South Carolina, when we went to South Carolina, that was going to be Cruz's territory. He was going to take it, except we won in a landslide. You know that. You saw it. He was there. This guy follows me around, I'll tell you. But you...
Now he's like Zappa talking about, fanatic fans. He points to the guy and says, yeah, you know, you were there. You follow me around.
Yeah.
He's pointing out some guy he sees. It's like that Dylan book. All the Dylan fans would come, and Dylan had to deal with these regular fans all the time at his concerts in the front row. He'd be playing to the same people every concert because they would travel to every place he played and plan it and get it and stay up all night and get in the lineup. He was getting pissed at it. He couldn't see any new people in his tour. But you see Trump, he just saw the guy, oh yeah, and he points, and says, yeah, you know that happened, you were there, you follow me around all the place. Then he just looks away.
He's going to win that in a landslide. And then I started speaking, and I started talking to people, and I started saying, you know, the good and the bad and the ugly, and we won in a landslide.
I started talking to people, I started saying the good, the bad, the ugly, what does that mean?
He doesn't even articulate what he said. You know, good, bad, ugly.
I remember Ian told me about six weeks ago that Obama was in real pain. And I said, over what? Over Trump. So I wonder what, you know, Obama is probably saying, what the hell? The public discourse has gone down to sub-retarded. Or this is worse than all slack. You know, he's probably a normal guy. No, he actually was killed. So he's the other guy, the double, is worrying about what Trump is doing to whatever they think is happening.
One just about, I think, almost every place I've won with the evangelicals, and it's been an amazing time. Well, I'm here to talk to the people of Wisconsin. I have friends in Wisconsin. I've been here before. It's an incredible place, but it's a place that has problems. But you have a governor that has you convinced that it doesn't have problems. Now, I remember when he was on the campaign trail, I was so nice to him. You know, I said, how can I hit him? I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to hit him. And I was so nice. I hit Jeb instead, right? Right? And I hit Rand, and I hit a lot of people. down. Wouldn't it be nice to have a president that could just with it?
I hit a lot of people. But he didn't hit Scott Walker. Now he's going after Scott Walker. It looks at the fans up there behind him are all kind of self-consciously laughing because he's being so rude about what he's going to nail Walker on. So
things happen that are positive, you know? But it's not with the mouth. It's really with the mouth, the heart, and the brain. Remember the brain. I have a lot of friends...
Remember the brain. That could be the slogan. Remember the brain. Ah, Jesus Christ. He pointed to something. He said heart, and he pointed to his head when he said heart. And then he remembered no, and then he said no, that's the brain. Then he said remember the brain. So he's talking about himself remembering the brain to where it was in the body.
If they're not good with the brain, it all doesn't work, okay? You know, we had an interesting thing today. A poll came out, a nationwide poll. It was a great poll. It was Trump 48. I think Cruz was second. Something. And Kasich was way down. So what happened is they show the poll. It was an NBC poll. They call it NBC Monkey Poll. And it was on the Today Show. And it was on Morning Joe. Morning Joe held it up. He said, wow, those are great numbers. 48 is pretty good. You have three people, you know. I don't get enough credit for that. I've been at 42, 44, 45, and I've had like seven people. At 45 when you have seven people. Nobody says that. They said, he hasn't cracked 50 yet. How do you crack 50 when you have all these people running? So 48, poll was good. Way, way ahead of anybody else nationwide. So Hillary Clinton, hers is very close. She's got a little problem. Couldn't happen. Got a bigger problem with the emails than she has, I think, with Bernie, to be honest with you. She should have. Her bigger problem should be with emails. We'll find out. We'll find out how honest our country is, right? But she's got a sort of closeness, and they put her poll up. It was, you know, put up there, big letters. And then they said, and Donald Trump is winning. That was it. They didn't say, they didn't put numbers up. They didn't say, I'm doing Donald Trump is winning. A little mistake. And it was like, wait a minute. They put her numbers up, and they didn't put my numbers up. Folks, it's so unfair. The press is so dishonest, it's unbelievable. That was Chuck Todd. That was Chuck Todd. This morning on the Today Show, check it out. They put Hillary's numbers up, and I'm winning by a lot. And they said Donald Trump is winning. You know, let's go to a new subject.
His body language, he just sort of goes, he waves his body about, you know, frustrated and relaxed and like he's in a pub. It's just like he's talking to his wife or something, complaining. You know, when you talk to your wife, you don't have to finish your sentences. She knows what you're talking about, right? That's who he is. He's just talking to his daughter here. Very informal in his body language.
I guarantee you one thing. If I was losing or doing poorly, it'll still be up. It'll be up all morning. I'm self-funding my campaign. I'm putting up my own money. They don't like it. Ted Cruz and Kasich are getting money from the banking industry, from the energy industries. They're getting money from the pharmaceutical companies. They're getting money from everybody. Folks, you can't straighten out this mess. We're in a mess if you can't do it. When millions of dollars are given to Cruz and Kasich and millions from different industries, you're not going to be able to say, well, we're going to do and go against the banking industry to do what's right for the people if the banking industry gave you millions of dollars. Now, that's true with Hillary also because she's gotten millions of dollars. But I'm the only one self-funding my campaign. I'm in for a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. What was beautiful is when I was running against Jeb in New Hampshire, I was in for $2 million. Jeb was in for like $48 million. I was in first, and he was close to last. I said, who do you want as your president? By the way, did Jeb endorse anybody yet? Because I haven't. I think Jeb probably.
Did Jeb endorse anybody yet? He's just asking the audience. But he's got a great point there. I mean, that's the main point. He's not being funded by anybody, which is the reason why politics was always bullshit anyways. And he's the first guy who doesn't have to be funded. Everybody should vote for him.
That
That was the most important point he brought up.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, and it's like nobody ever brings that up. That, okay, if you're going to go after the bank industry, they just give you $1 trillion. How do you do that? So it's the first time a kind of sanity is being expressed in politics. So let's see if he carries us on. What's he say?
Did he endorse? That shows you how important it is. Nobody even knows. I don't even know.
It's not important what Jim said. Nobody even cares whether who he endorsed.
When you're in war, you got to fight, and you fight hard. When I fight, I win. You're going to win. You know that. You're going to win.
He's very sensitive to the audience. Like he said, well, you got to fight hard. And then someone said something, and he immediately points to the guy off the side. He looks at him, acknowledges him. Yep, you know. You know what I mean? He's listening to whoever he can hear.
But, you know, you do pretty serious damage, right? Because you want to win. You want to win fast. And a lot of people don't after you're finished. But I just love you. I don't care. In fact, they're asking Cruz, you know, at the debate, which, by the way, they said, I won every single debate. Now I heard the other night, it said, oh, I want to debate Trump. I've debated him 11 or 12 times. Every single online poll has me winning the debates. And he's an okay debater, but he's a bad talker. You know, everything's so dramatic. Oh, and he waits, phony. And he waits. You know, ever see, he goes sentence after sentence, then he stops for like 3-4 seconds. And then he goes again.
So Trump is complaining about the way the other guy talks.
He's been talking about the war of the Senate for years.
Wow, that's funny. I mean, we're criticizing the way Trump's talking. He's criticizing the way he's talking about style, that's all. Or how you present yourself. You can see the journalists going nuts. There's just no content. There's no substance, supposedly. But he does get to the main substance point. Hey, I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be obligated to anybody. I'll just do what I want. I'll be king. Who got the doorbell? Oh, is that us? Is that our door? I was running to the door. Jeez.
Who's visiting you guys?
Nobody's allowed to know we're here.
It's Trump.
Yeah, I think it's
Trump.
Well, Carolyn, not saying nobody's there. I know. See, it happened in someone else, Carol, online. It didn't happen in our house. She went to the door, nobody's there. So let's go back to my original question. Whose doorbell
Is that even your doorbell sound?
No. Well, that's not our doorbell sound, is it, Carol? How would I know? I never heard it.
Give me some more.
Is that our doorbell?
Is that your dog barking in the background, dog?
Is that our dog? Yeah, we have a dog. I would never have a dog. Okay, let's get back to the more important.
And Kate just went and he's calling me dumb.
Yeah, I'm watching the people behind him, which is sort of interesting.
So what happens? Thank you.
Okay, I think a protester showed up because all the audience is pointing. Pointing in some direction in the audience and going, Trump, Trump. And Trump starts looking out real mean. He's looking to see who to nail. Let's see what happens.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. By the way, the sheriff is here. He's a great guy, and his people are fantastic. Thank you, sheriff.
He says that about everybody. He loves it, man. Everybody's fantastic. Everybody's a great guy.
Except for Cruz or Walker.
Right.
The only thing I feel so guilty about all the people outside. So feel so guilty. We're going to come back. I'm going to come back. We're going to come back to this area. You guys cannot come. Okay? All of the ladies can come, but the guys can't. But.
Oh, that's
Hill.
He's being a nice guy. He's saying when he comes back, all the people, 5,000 people sitting outside can't get in. They're the ones allowed in. These people got in aren't allowed to come back. Well, the women are, but not the guys. Anyway, what he's talking about the next show, when he shows up next time.
I feel slightly guilty. But look, we have a very serious mess on our hands. We have a serious situation. We have a country that's not protected. We have a country sitting on a big fat bubble that's going to explode. Let's say, after I in 3 days later, it'll explode. They'll say it's Trump's fault, okay? Ay, ay, ay. We are in a big, fat, ugly bubble. We have
That's all he's saying. We're in a mess. We're in a big, fat, ugly bubble. Ay, ay, they'll say Trump caused it. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is why Gary Shandling left. I mean, Gary Shandling, like, Trump is stand-up comedy, and he's taking it to the presidency. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because that was supposed to be his profession, right? It's supposed to be a serious matter, and now the president's usurping it. So.
Hard-working
I'm
guy.
Not sure what you're saying.
A hardworking developer, a businessman, you can't borrow money. You can only borrow money really cheaply.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was. What the fuck, man? I thought that was someone in our audience here, and I didn't talking, and it was fucking Trump. But it wasn't going, so I am fucking with our broadcast here again, as usual.
Nothing practical. Money, so you don't have to borrow it. But if you're a business person, you want to go to the bank for a loan, you can't get it. The regulators are running the banks. Dodd-Frank is a disaster, by the way. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. But the biggest disaster are regulations. Our rules regulations are horrible. We're going to get rid of probably 85% of them. There are some we live with. So many people from this area have told me regulations, regulatory climate is the worst they've ever seen it. I have a friend, he's a farmer, and if a puddle forms, they consider it a lake for purposes of environmental. It's like a puddle, and they consider it a lake. So, but we don't know what we're doing. So here's what's...
Dude, that is going to get rid of 80% of the rules and regulations.
just imagine all the trees, because about 50% of the U.S. population are tree huggers. Think about how their tree huggers are reacting to somebody talking like that. Well, they're just freaking out.
Yeah.
It's great.
I think it's good. What's your name?
It's Ronan. Same old as always.
It's always Ronan. Okay. Okay, we haven't got much time left. Let's get the final words here.
Now, when Obama left, though, he shouldn't have left the way he did. He gave a certain date, and the enemy said, can't be possible. Nobody would be that stupid. Nobody. So I actually don't think it hurt that much because I don't think the enemy ever believed that anybody would be stupid enough to give a date. We're leaving on this date. And then he left. They said, pull back. Then you see what happened. They pulled back and then they went in with fury. But how about the 50 soldiers? He sold a few months ago. He sent 50 of our finest. And he said, just sitting quietly sending them. What is He sends him in, and he takes a soldiers into Iraq, Syria, and...
Can you remember the other country? Come on, Trump. Probably not.
Okay, well, I don't know what his story's about, but...
And this is Becker's
stop. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.